I think we finished 54.
Okay.
So we can start at 54.
Okay.
Also.
Perhaps I turn from it because it hinders me from having that, having what I want. But all my property I have leave behind, while things will keep me in steady company. This and related to the other verses before.
从整体来看的话，就刚刚分析了我的。
There are some people talking. These are saying when we like we are like king, which is king has their kingdom, and then people and the power and property, all things like that of entourage. But once king facing the end of the life, then there is no such a property, wealth, power, anything to follow him. And it's like only the karma or what's their kind of mind behaviors will continuous. Like people, in one life, they do have different jobs and different kind of company, companions and with people. But they are kind of leave 1 year, 2 year, 10 year behind, and so many changes happens. So, saying life is a transitional space. In different changing time and going on. And even one say, I have once had this and that, and then it's so also they have during those wealth or anything, they sometimes cause a lot of pain and the pleasure also too. But sometimes worry, if you have a wealth and money, then many people get in different emotions and fear of losing the wealth and try to increase or maintain. And those are the struggle of normal life people who are having that kind of situation. And then can you?
Sure. Better far for me to die today than live a long and evil life. However long the days of those like me, the pain of dying will be all the same.
Mm-hmm. So these are saying, as we said, we have to know there is a karma. It said, once people should do good, be good, if one person, they don't know how to treat others in love and compassion, then what's the meaning or purpose of life? So it's at least as a human being or as an intelligent being, not harming others are the moral, basic moral kind of foundation. That as the same as you don't want to be hurt, treated by others in a negative way. So you also understand human kind of suffering, and they also understand human try to pursue in happiness, and also even animals try to kind of survive, insects also same. So if we are harming others more than the giving peace and love to others, what is the point to live so long? And also you, one person, some people are contributing a lot of positive, beautiful kind of energy and atmosphere, and also how to say, virtuous kind of environment. So, if it's not one say, if I am going to make a lot of trouble for others, so how, what is meaning to kind of having so long life and try to resist from others? This is a very important point that saying everybody have to die one day. So that time, if you think you harmed this and that, you did this bad thing and for this and that, you won't have a peaceful life, peaceful mind. Also difficult to face yourself. Even nobody, there's a law, of course, there's a moral judgment too. But you yourself also become the judge, which is in the different religions, it is a final judge. Actually, there is a yourself also facing your own final judge, thinking this is a so it's late is better than no good. It means like people going to study. If you are already 60, 70, 80 years old, but it's still good to have a study. If you say, I have not studied in 10, 20, 30 years old, so now it's too late. It's better than not doing anything. So you can do virtuous things. And also there is a code. Once people don't see long-term or journey of the mind, then they don't fear of anything like negative evil deeds. That means if one person understands, the mind will continue after you leave this life. This way you come, this life, form of life, this life is real, as we can feel. Then why we deny past and the future if this is a real existence of life? Because as we can see, there is a possibility or there is a chance to appear like us now. So what is the point, reason we can totally kind of deny in the future and the past having this kind of life? This makes sense because everything has a cause and the conditions. So right cause and the condition, you will be appear in form of life. And so this is understand life is short, but there is a meaning. So of course there are people who have a difficult time. And you are your own doctor. You are your own physician. You should kind of treat yourself and to heal yourself. The best healing medicine is love. Without love, there is nothing virtuous, basic foundation of happiness and care for others as you care for yourself. So we have a love, like a freedom, a respect by people and something. These are we valued very much. So we also should respect others and also try to kind of forgive and also use your mind to think clearly. The unlimited source of happiness is love. So love is important. Even not a human being, but a dog, cats, even birds understand who is nice to them, who is not. So even dog, when people are hurting them, then as long as they smell this person, or they heard of the walking step sound, then they already figure out who is coming and who is the right person. So similarly, we're saying if you harm so many people on this world, then primarily it's harming for yourself because you don't get peace of mind, you don't feel happy, you don't know how to be and how to do it in right away. So it's keep the mind, mindfulness of love. That is the right kind of approach. Yes, and then
I'm not sure you're familiar with the process.
Okay, sorry. That's okay.
We take turns reading. We go like that. So then, if you could be 57, that one verse.
One man dreams he lives 100 years of happiness, but then he wakes. Another dreams an instant's joy, but then he likewise wakes.
Continue. One more verses. One more verses, please.
And when they wake, the happiness of both is finished, never to return. Likewise, when the hour of death comes around, our lives are over, whether brief or long.
This is the same. Each person have a long or short. Some are even dead after like born, birth taking place. Some are in teenager, some are in 20, 30, some are even over 100. But there is a similar quality of their life. One thing is said, one person dreamed 100 years, the other, the way after that. Of course, the one person cannot dream that much, that long, but it's saying its life is like a dream. Some people have a short, relatively short lives. And then if this, to both people, one have a long dream, one have a short, and then they will have to wake up from that dream. Even that dream is so peaceful and loving and good, one have to wake up. So these are impermanent kind of teaching. Why we, so many problems caused by we think these are real. As long as we have a very solid, real feeling, then we kind of missing the point of play. Our life is just like a cinema or a movie. So many kind of characters involving and having piece of a story. And everybody have their own piece of stories on this lifetime. So we was in a one called the King of Samadhi, Samaya King of Sutra. In that sutra said, life sometimes is, they say it's like a young woman, a young kind of woman, young lady who had a dream, used to traditionally value women have a son, and said she had dreamed about one son, giving birth of one son. And also that time, after some story happens, the son also have a passed away. And then in the dream, when son is born, then they were happy and joyful kind of celebration. When the son is passed away, then it's sad and crying and tear. But when she woke up, then she looked back. There is no such a kind of old illusion in the illusory stories happened in the dream. So the sadness and joyful feelings are a temporary kind of illusion. So and what's the causal of this illusion? It's called in karma. It's in Buddhist to say action of mind, body, speech, kind of consequences. They were producing different stories in the life. But does these love and peace or we should cherish, and sadness we should avoid. That's absolutely, everybody want avoid suffering. I want to pursue in happiness. So, said virtue or non-virtue, what's one's kind of according their mind and action. One's mind is virtuous, then the follower of body and speech will also going to be virtue. One's mind become turned to negative, destructive, then body and the speech also follows that kind of mind instruction. So, when time will also continue moving forward, time will always kind of moving and changing. And then the birth of three times, past, present, and the future will continue to kind of moving. So, so there is, this is why we shouldn't think something money or somebody said this to me, I will want to kind of angry towards the certain people, or would want to revenge, or those kind of a thing is not kind of nonsense, because we do have a very short or even long, is we cannot live so long life, so we should create more meaningful and pleasant kind of environment. And then this is for your this life. I like agriculture. One farmer who working in the agriculture field, field you cultivating, and then if this person not working for producing the fruits or crop, then he's not doing his job as a farmer. Similarly, as a human being, we know how to reduce kind of harming others. We should kind of study more how to help others, and then kind of resisting from harming others and increasing to helping others, we also get accomplished in while doing these virtuous things. Yes, continue. 下一个你读.
So we be rich in worldly goods, delighting in our wealth for many years, despoiled and stripped as though by thieves, we must go naked and with empty hands.
And this also saying, in this life, we know many people fighting because of money, many people fighting because losing their, saving their face, or many kind of people have a negative attitude due to their kind of negative way of thinking. Criticizing in negatively kind of thinking. So, and then you see, there's a saying, you see one, finally, the nothing belongs to yourself. These are temporary borrowed. Anything you have is when you use it, then that's it. When you don't use it, other people or another time will use it. So wealth and like paintings, many people think they've got many precious stone or calligraphy or paintings or diamond or anything. Furniture, houses, they think build a castle. But after a while, the owner is not there. Since the things are only the owners in different generation, different people, things are still there mostly. Some are destroyed, of course. But owner think this is mine, this is... But due to impermanence, their life cannot compete with objects. So when they leave cannot take a penny of money or bring any people or used to in the ancient time they do something bad thing when they're doing some burning things or they take a children or wife with them or something. But according teaching, they don't really go together. Even you harming others, but instantly you will go into the deepest level of according your own karma. If you are doing good, then you accordingly, like you have a virtuous kind of wealth that is your own kind of reflection, your own path. Individual, they're going their individual path. Like human being on this earth, most, even you have your own family, then eventually due to job, due to kind of a different influence, people go different directions, won't maintain together. So same, in the future lives also same, immediately according their wish and their own capacity and motivation, they will go on their own way. So this is a saying, of course we can enjoy what we have, but also prepare saying when these are not belong to us for ever. So do virtuous activity, including giving things other people really need, you might not that much need it. Share, how to share life and possessions with others, then you feel happy and you did something good for others. If other people need medicine, even a cup of drinks, you can afford to give others. And if you can do good, like protecting the environment or anything like that, help to protect body, mind of others, environment of others, then it's use your life and time and your possessions in meaningful way as much as possible.
Perhaps we'll claim that by our wealth we live, and living gather merit, dissipating evil. But if we are aggressive for the sake of profit, won't our gains be evil, all our merits lost?
Then this is a kind of discussion that once if you have the wealth, we support using your wealth, support your life. And then some people say this is a good wealth is important because we can do good thing, generate merit, and also kind of dissipating or saying transform yourself. Including if you used to own others' money or you can pay back and you can give charity work, you can give money to the charity or something, think this is a virtue. If you don't have money, how you can do many virtue things? You only say you can talk, but you cannot do much due to money is important, that kind of thinking. Then also here is if that is case, if you, due to wealth and money, having kind of angry towards people, said, "Oh, this is mine, this is yours, you did this and I paid this," or something, then argument is that kind of because of too much overvalue of wealth, then people demoralized. And they don't care about other people's feeling and even benefit, even legal benefits they don't really respect. Even some business people, they don't care about environment, killing some animals. Or using a lot of financial strategies to harming normal kind of investors. Some are using even money and the power linked together with powerful political figures and business people, and then they are kind of without any control doing so much negative things. Then, as we said, this is a kind of exhausting their own merit, seemingly their wealth and then how big name, but how much in so many wealth you have a risk, higher danger of your own kind of in many aspects. Very wealthy people have so much worries and so many enemies, and so many people want to kind of take a part to advantage. And also big name have a turn over in overnight, can be as you are famous, you can turn similar famous of negative name. So these are where this is basic point is not without money you still can do virtual things, like you have a good heart. And if you have a money, doesn't mean you have a guarantee of anything. This life you won't be kind of maybe even you want health related many things due to so much you have money or something, then so much worry. I knew some people in the midnight they can have to stand up and then check what is going on in world market and the other side sometimes sudden. So many people have bad qualities of life. So here saying, when you want to accumulate merit and the dispel of negative kind of behaviors, this is not really directly related to your money. If you overvalue your money, you also risk your kind of moral and also have a possibility, have a kind of increase your ignorance, greed and anger, that kind of suspicion type of kind of things. So these you practice as you have accumulated money as a kind of real paper money, you also accumulate kind of a negative behavior that's invisible in one's kind of behavior and mind. And then money you can have a tons of money, but you similarly you have a tons of negative kind of tendencies, then money is not worse than the negative kind of potential harming for yourself and others. Money cannot solve primary kind of questions. Only your mind is the solution. So one person should not focus on too much on the value, thinking that I can do this charity, I can do that without money. I just think mind is everything. Mind creates kind of the old world. And if the aim for which we live is thereby wasted and undone, what use is there in life living this when evil is only consequences. So these are the same as before. Sometimes it's a little bit overlapped, but there is a specific point in different stanzas. If we are only saying, oh, this is only for live. Some people say, oh, there is no right and wrong. There is no kind of virtue or non-virtue. There is a virtue or non-virtue as a human being, as a kind of, you have a, you can differentiate one or two. Of course, you can differentiate what is right and wrong. That is saying, do not kind of, people don't like kind of get hurt, feeling and body. That kind of, of course, your feeling standards, or what is a hurt something feeling. You shouldn't. Basically, then one person steal your property, threatening you, or kind of breaking your relationship, or take away your wealth or something, or immediately using negative words towards you, then these are uncomfortable feelings. So we should also try to not kind of apply these to other people the same. So here is saying, so because of the normal life, there are always finding some little uncomfortable here and there that we should make not create more trouble, but to solve the problem. So secular life, normal life, nobody have a perfect life. There is no perfect person, no perfect life, like TV or storytellers can tell you that ever since they have happily lived forever, that kind of situation. Each person have a different struggles. There is definitely sometimes good, sometimes not good, sometimes sunshine, sometimes raining, sometimes a drought, sometimes over kind of flow. This life is like that. So, but it's a good time to practice virtue. We shouldn't kind of give up yourself or whatever what could become outcome is, I don't care, that kind of irresponsible. You are responsible for yourself and other also surrounding people. if one person only can do negative things, then really no much meaning of this life. But once people know how to help, as one famous person said, if you feel helpless, then please try to help others. Then you have an encouragement and a feel of confidence will come back. There's a kind of point. The many experience practiced by people, they're saying, once you involve in sincerely try to help others, and there is a challenge to help others, but still you can keep your spirit to love and forgive, then you find kind of peace and you find a meaningful life. You convince yourself, and also you looking back, you can feel peace of mind. You did this and that good thing. If I buy clothes in food, and even you can put so many food on one table. If you eat by yourself, that kind of tasteless feeling. But if you can share, then it's much happier. Similarly, one can share their kind of good attendances. Even some challenging come, then keep good attitude and immediately forgive some uncomfortable feeling created by others. Then you feel kind of more joy, and you also more satisfied. And you also look yourself in kind of confident and in good way. Some people, if you keep in negative mood, you yourself also not comfortable. You yourself also not really praising yourself, having no confidence to kind of raise that good aspiration.
And if, when people slander us, they claim our anger is because they injure others, how is it we do not resent their slander when it's aimed at someone else?
This is... some people have this claim. They say, if other people say something negative, slander to us, people slander us, then I angry towards this person because this creates other people distrust me, dislike me, or don't trust me. So this people who slander, then I will kind of raise angry towards this person. And then this is... and then this is a similar. Shantideva said, if this is a case, when one person kind of say something negative to others, you haven't have a raised similar kind of a dislike towards people. Of course, some people even have a pleasure to hear something others kind of a rumor, saying, oh, what is the situation now? What is this and that? Digging different things, but it's saying this is about you. Then they feel uncomfortable immediately. The mood is changing, and this is also called. But if you on the bus, public bus, they are moving you almost crowd, and then one person can get in, then you feel very happy and step in. As long as you step in, run, other people run after you, you said, oh, no more space, no more space. But if you are running, almost catching inside somebody saying there's no space, then you feel a little bit uncomfortable. You think, oh, you are not a kind person. You should move a little bit forward and put a little space for me. And immediately after you have this platform, then you think, oh, whether I should move or not, maybe it's easy to say, there's no space. So it's kind of that situation. Slander, or these are our, most people have a difficult to deal with those things. If people behind me, in front of me, saying negative towards me, that is kind of insulting, uncomfortable. But as a practitioner, we should not think that simple. We should train in our own kind of ability to handle situation. And even other people saying something negative to me, and then you say, well, what is a real kind of happening in my mind? What is... do I have a responsibility to kind of what a way of I deal with things, including that kind of situation? My involvement will make a very different image and result. I remember attitude is very important. One person said, oh, first other people, like high officials, they have a captivity prisoners here. And then they said, oh, we should kind of make bad kind of things to them. They brought dog's food and said, oh, eat this dog food. And then these people, of course, don't want to eat dog food. And then they know this is insulting me or something like that. But they change the mind immediately, think they wanted to look at us like we are pain and uncomfortable, then they are happy. Then they said, oh, this is delicious, very nice, we should have it more, can we get more? And then, of course, it's a joke, but can we get more? They said, oh, there is a meat, oh, wow, I will share to you half and half and with this person, say, oh, I will save this for dinner or something. And then immediately this kind of no fun about to treat others negatively. Because attitude changes, the atmosphere changes. Then the result and what is suffering, what is happiness also change. So similarly, we should kind of keep, doesn't matter how kind of much sufferings you have to deal. It's just mind, actually, the way of thinking make very differently. So you have a wisdom, insight to see that emotions and negative feelings are not you. It's just the thoughts. It come and goes like weather. No many people angry towards the weather. Maybe there is a slice, but a slice angry, but not much. So similarly, because they were thinking these, weather is no kind of subject controller, but this person, they do have a mind. But if you think of or more, who this person saying something, doing something is kind of making the sound and doing this action due to their mind. Then the mind, if there's delusion of mind that have afflicted emotions, then no, this person actually it's a vessel, but only mind, wrong thinking, wrong view, distorted view, or driven this person doing this and this, and then he also as a similar, he is a kind of victim. And why he will have a distorted emotion is not knowing the truth of a compound.